Good morning, you're listening to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in Adairsville, Georgia, at the CFL North American plant, and I'm with Thomas Bart, the president of CFL, and with Baron Frith, the president of CFL North America. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Kim. Great to see you.
Yeah, special treat you're here. I didn't even know when we were coming that you'd be here.
Yeah, sometimes when there's positive surprises, you have to jump in the plane to go and get it. Here we are.
And this is the first time we've done an interview together.
It is. Yes, Kemp, it's good to see you. And thank you for having me on. I'm a first-timer.
So let's tell the listeners real quick. CFL, obviously a global producer of rigid flooring. And this factory is becoming more and more important, you know, based on things that are going on with tariffs and with a preference for North American produced product. And I want to talk a little bit about that. CFL focused primarily on service and distributors, is that right?
Yeah, we like to be very loyal to our distributors. We think this is the right route to market. And we are very proud to say that I think we have the cream of the cream of the distributors in the United States.
Mm-hmm. I've known you for a long time. We used to meet in Germany every year. This company has continued to grow under your guidance. And I just took a tour of this facility. This is on 420 acres. It's 1.1 million square feet of building inside. You started with a plan to do standard products here, and thanks to some changes with tariffs, you're actually doing some specialty products here now, right?
Yeah, you know, when we started the facility, the SPC category was still very much focused on standardized products. And then, as we all know, this industry has really become extremely competitive. For some people, this just means the race to the bottom. We absolutely don't think that this is the way to go as an industry. We like to innovate. We like to make new products. But originally, to be very fair and honest to you, Kemp, we are thinking to just make simple, easy products over here. As you know, we have a lot of patents. We have a lot of innovation on acoustics, on excimer coating, on a lot of different things. So we basically decided to produce these top-end, high-level products also in the United States. And that was a big challenge, but I think we can finally say we're there.
You make acoustic panels here, which is in high demand in multifamily housing, right?
Yeah, acoustic is, every product, our SPC product in general, I think the industry is a great product, but it has complex disadvantages also, and the customer, some customers require something different, and acoustics is one of the things we really believe in. But it's complex to make, you know, you have to bring together different layers, and we have US patents on these, so we are lucky to be able to produce these over here. But it's complex from a manufacturing point of view, and it took a while to have it done, but now through semi-automated ways, actually quite automated ways, we are able to produce this over here now.
Now, CFL globally has this complex we're in. You have two production facilities in China, and you have North Vietnam and South Vietnam factories, right?
That's correct, yep.
And one of the big challenges now, obviously, with tariffs is to be able to satisfy your customers' needs by producing the product in the right place to get it to them on time, and then also minimize the impact of tariffs, right?
Yeah, that is the biggest challenge, because basically you launch a product sometimes and then it turns out later on that this is no longer the best place to produce things. In a new geopolitical environment, things change, but that's not easy. I mean, machinery is different. There's always a learning curve, and you underestimate sometimes that learning curve. And that's what happened to us the last couple of years. And we are hoping that there can be some stability right now so that we can finally continue to do what we're doing today.
Baron, you just gave me a tour. It's one of the reasons I wanted to come down here, of the new Hemen line. And this Hemen line that's been installed here is the second one in North America. And it's a little expanded than the first version that came in. And you've installed it and you just gave me a tour of it. And it's pretty impressive, right?
Thank you, Kemp. Yes, it's an impressive line. It's an impressive machine. It's an impressive what we can do with the machine, you know, in the manufacturing process to really take this category to the next level from a look, a feel, a texturing standpoint, design standpoint, we think will resonate with the consumer at the end level.
So real quick in this line, you take a standard SPC panel and follow the Hemen recipe, but with this line, you're able to add more texture and more realism, and also at a rapid speed, because everybody knows machine speed has something to do with ultimate cost of the product. So HIMA continue to bring more innovation to how realistic you can make this product, right?
That's correct. It is basically at the end of the production process is where we can add that realism, that texturing to the product that gives it that realism.
So, Baron, you're also the incoming chairman of the RFCI. And you're also, since you're here with CFL and a major producer in this country, somewhat of an activist for trying to get Washington to help us. And you just took a trip recently to Washington with Harlan Stone. Tell us about that.
Well, we went up there. We feel like we're doing exactly what the administration is asking us to do with onshoring, manufacturing, bringing jobs to the U.S. And we just basically presented our case with what we're doing and what the administration is asking us to do with some, you know, help on tariffs, you know, with particular products that go into our product that can't be manufactured in the U.S. And, you know, and that ties back to cost, obviously, and which ties back to affordability of products, you know, specifically for the housing industry and how we can address these issues. And we took our message there. Hopefully Washington is listening and they will come to the table for us.
Thomas, as you travel to all these locations and meet with your customers, what are some of the challenges that you guys are overcoming right now?
Well, I think in general, let's say this year is not a greatest year of our career. I mean, it's tough. It's not bad. I mean, business is okay. But, you know, you work hard. I think all the listeners here in the flooring industry all work hard, and we want to get the benefit of our hard work. And let's say we've been waiting for these interest rates to go down. We've been, you know, and to be fair, we've been saying this for the last 2-3 years, you know, next year should be better. And to be honest, I'm listening to the economists, and we're listening to our competitors and our customers, and we're not sure. Now people seem to say that the end of next year should be much better. But at the end of the day, I mean, complaining is not going to make the difference. We're working hard, we are making the difference, and we make our customers happy. And if we do that and we keep our wives happy, that's also very important. Mm-hmm. We should be okay. So we keep on going.
That's right. The gentleman from Belgium, that we're all about family, aren't we? Let me just ask you, I'm going to see you, I guess, again in late January in Las Vegas, huh?
I do hope so. I hope you, and I heard some rumors that you're even planning to come to Europe for another show. So you know that you're warm welcome. We're all one family. The whole industry is one family. Be friendly. Let's be happy to each other. And that's going to make a better life for all of us.
Okay, guys, thanks for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Thomas Bart and Baron Frith here at the CFL North America headquarters, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.